Chris Montgomery is the founder of the Stretch Institute, which is currently located in Palm Desert. And Chris and his partner came here last fall and did a seminar about fascia. Mm-hmm. And so, Chris, why don't we start with that? Why don't you tell people what fascia is and how it affects our body?
Yeah, so fascia, well, first, thanks for having me over here, Bob and Valeria. But fascia basically is the connective tissue of the entire body. So, and you could say, easy way to think about it, everything in your body, from your muscles to your organs, nerve structures, everything lies in your fascia, and even your joint structures. So if your fascia, we used to think that if movement dysfunction was solely a muscle issue or a joint problem, but actually it has a lot more to do with the condition of your connective tissue.
I see.
Yeah.
And so I learned some things at the seminar. The first one being that where the pain is radiating from is not necessarily the source. Would you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So the fascial system is composed of many big, huge sheets of tissue, like from your foot all the way to the top of your head. And within that highway, if you will, it's loaded with tons of, not to get too technical, but basically nerve structures that communicate through the entire chain or highway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have pain in your low back, for example, like a lot of folks, that's really common. If you have a disc problem, then that's a disc problem. But if it's like people come in with undiagnosed pain all the time, we call that idiopathic. They've been to their doctor and they have no answer. Everything looks great. Imagery looks great. So if you had pain in your back like that, in that type of a situation, it very well could be somewhere further down near the calf or your ankle or up in your neck and vice versa. It sounds kind of crazy, but that's because the same connective tissue in the back of your head or your neck is connected to your low back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, and I'll give you a personal testimonial on this.
Awesome.
I had been experiencing pain in my knee for about 3 years. And
right.
So I decided to follow up with Chris, and I've been seeing him regularly since November. And the first thing we discovered is that my hips were out of alignment.
Yeah.
My right leg was a half an inch shorter.
And
without that diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
I could have been stretching and rolling on a ball for the rest of my life, and it wouldn't have cured the basic problem.
Right. Exactly. And that's the first thing any fitness professional, certainly a certified fascial stretch therapist will look at. Is an assessment or a screen of some sort,
because
mm-hmm. you have to have some clue or some idea what to do. We don't want to guess, right? We want to know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we look at is something very simple as a leg length discrepancy, and we found one with you. Your right leg was a lot shorter, and that was the first thing that we mm-hmm. that we corrected with just the FST.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I think your approach is going to be a little bit different than some of the other trainers here. So briefly tell us your background and how you got interested in this particular end of fitness.
Yeah, so my whole life has pretty much revolved around sports. In high school, And even before high school, I've been playing football, and I was a wrestler, and I played baseball. And basically, I got massively injured from from all those sports, and that's kind of what prompted me to want to learn about the body and start to have an interest in that. And then I became a trainer when I was actually 19 years old at Gold's Gym. That was my first job. And I learned, started to learn the business and learn, you know, all the things on the business side of it. And I just kind of never stopped. I just kept getting little certifications here and there, going to seminars, and I was just learning. And since then, I've been in other big box gyms like World Gym, and I've been in some country club atmospheres, and now I have my own studio, and and I'll be here as well. So.
And how did you get interested in fascia?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the first FST practitioners in the desert. I think there's about 30 of us in the whole desert, but my friend was the first one, a colleague. His name's Omar. Anyway, he called me once he got the level one certification and said, "You got to check this out. This is gonna blow your mind." And I'm just like, "Yeah, right," you know. And whatever. So he begged me to work on me, to like give me a session. And you know, I've because of my injuries, and there's certain things I had a lot of limitations and things I can't do or couldn't do very well with exercise. And he gave me a session, and I was just blown away. Like, I felt immediately just better. I had way more mobility than I had ever had, I think, in my whole life, right away, just from one session. And I was just sold. I think that next day I registered and started the process to become certified, mm-hmm. level one. Mm-hmm. And then there's actually three levels you can get certified in, and I did all three. It took me about a year and a half, and I did all three levels, and that's how I got into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and I know you have some other clients here in addition to myself. Uh-huh. And so we're looking forward to having you here, and I'm sure you're going to pick up a lot more.
Thank you.